This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 487 for Friday, July 21st. I'm Glenn Halleck. After 9 consecutive days of gains, ICE canola futures are falling back on Friday morning in what could be a round of profit-taking. The November canola contract gives up $9.50 at $833.50 per ton, while the January contract foregoes $7.50 at $832.30 per ton. Additional pressure on canola is coming from sharp declines in European rapeseed and modest losses in Malaysian palm oil. There are gains in Chicago soy oil, but soybeans and soy meal are mixed. Gains in global crude oil prices are fading, but are still lending support to vegetable oils. The prairies are forecast to see temperatures rise above 30 degrees Celsius by next week, but the region is also to see rain. However, the drier areas of the prairies happen to be those that are expected to receive less precipitation. A second strike at British Columbia ports has been averted, pending ratification votes by the union and the Employers Association. Earlier this week, the union voted against the deal proposed by a federal mediator. The Canadian dollar is lower on Friday morning, with the loonie at 75.65 U.S. cents, compared to Thursday's close of 75.92. Ukraine is warning that any vessels heading to Russia's Black Sea ports could be targeted on the suspicion of carrying military supplies. This follows Russia's lead in issuing the threat to vessels making their way to Ukrainian ports. Drought in the United States is estimated to be affecting 55% of the country's corn, half of its soybeans, and 31% of the spring wheat. The 30 to 90 day weather outlook for the U.S. Corn Belt is calling for cooler temperatures with above normal precipitation. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are mixed on Friday morning. The November contract loses 3 cents at 14.01 per bushel. August soy oil gains 1.21 cents at 68.85 U.S. cents per pound. August soy meal slips a dollar at $4.39.50 per short ton. Corn is lower, with its September contract down 6 cents at $5.31.50 per bushel. Oats is weaker, with its September contract tumbling 16 cents at $4.28. The U.S. wheat complex is lower, as Chicago September gives up 17 cents at $7.10. Kansas City September retreats 16 cents at $8.58.50. And Minneapolis September pulls back 6 cents at $8.96. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday morning, July 21st. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.